Praise God. We're going to be reading out of Psalm 103, the first through the fifth verses. Psalm 103, 1 through 5. It's a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. We all pretty much know this, but you know, it's amazing when we really begin to study the Word of God and just see, you know, what God is truly saying to us. It makes a difference. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Amen. Then it tells us, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So we don't want to just think, we want to know. Amen. So Psalms 103, first to the fifth verse, and in this passage, God pays attention. I want to say this. God pays attention to those who call upon him. Oh, yes, he does. Whether God offers us escape from our trouble or help in the midst or in the time of trouble, we can be certain of this one thing, that God always hears us, and he acts on behalf of those who love him. Oh, yes, he does. And in this passage of Scripture, you see, David, he pretends to be insane, and as a result, he outwitted Abimelech, and David was able to escape, and he was able to get away. Amen. No wonder he starts out the verses like this. He says, bless the Lord, bless him, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In other words, he was saying, God, you are so good, I will exalt you. And with everything that I have, my mind, my soul, my body, all my strength, bless the Lord, O my soul, everything that's within me, and bless his holy name. That is powerful. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget not one of them, not one of the blessings of the Lord. Don't forget them. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Not only that, he satisfies our mouth with good things. Oh, yeah, I know you can say good things. Praise God. We love to have good things to satisfy us. So that thy youth is renewed just like the eagles. Praise God. Praise God. You know, this is what David was saying, how he began to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord abundantly. Now, think about it. You and I, We ask God for blessings all the time. Lord, just want you to bless me. Bless me today. Lord, I'm getting ready to go on a job interview. Bless me today on that interview. God, bless me. Give me traveling mercies. I go. Oh, God, I want you to bless me with favor. God, I need you to bless me. I need a car. I need a vehicle. God, I need you to bless my children. Bless them when they're in school. God, we would just be asking God for one blessing after the next blessing after the next blessing. Hallelujah. And we don't even think twice about it. God, bless me. Bless me right now. Right now, right now, right now. Say amen to that. But it's time, what David was saying, to bless the Lord. He's saying to bless God. To step aside, step back, and think, bless God. And then he begins to go through the reasons why we should bless him. See, when you bless the Lord, you bless the Lord, and he's saying, with your whole soul, with all my soul, or it with all your heart. That means everything you have. When something's coming from your heart, you're not holding back anything. You're letting it go. Lord, my heart is saying, thank you, Lord. Or if you need him for it, God, I need you right now. But in this case, bless the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. And thank him for not some of his blessings, but it says all of his blessings. It's blessings he has given each and every one of us. And so somebody may say, well, I didn't get so many blessings today. Well, you didn't. Of course we did. Every day God is faithful. Every day God sends blessings upon us. He sends sunshine. He sends rain. He sends food, clothing, shelter, strength, peace of mind. We still have a family. Let me tell you, I could go on and on the blessings that God has given us. And so therefore, David said, don't forget the blessings. And then another passage of scripture David talks about in Psalm 34, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Well, you just stop there. When he says, I will, that's a personal decision. That is something that I'm declaring that I will bless the Lord. I will give God the praise that's due his name. I will honor the Lord, not sometimes, it's at all times. And then his praise shall continually be in my mouth, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, my God, that's so blessed. That's blessed right there. Let's look at that. It says, let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. And let's look at the way the Living Bible says it. I like the Living Bible. In this instance, it says, again, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. More easily said than done. No matter what circumstances I find myself in, I will praise and bless the Lord. And then it goes on to say, I will constantly speak of his glories and his grace, all that he has done. Then it says, I will boast of all his kindness to me, and let all who are discouraged take heart, because I'm boasting in the Lord. I'm praising the name of the Lord. And he tells us, let us exalt his name together. I want to just touch back on this. It says, I will make my boast. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Not boasting in yourself. Not boasting in your abilities or whether. And some people do that, you know. And some people just find that, oh, I did this and I did that and now I've got this and look at this and look at that. But the difference here, it says, make our boast in the Lord. And then it says the humble, those that are humble, humble enough to hear, have an ear to hear what God is doing, what the Spirit is saying, saying that they shall hear this and they'll be glad, they will take heart, they will not be discouraged, they'll be encouraged. Some folks, you can't tell the blessings to because they become jealous and envious, and that's the wrong way. But yet we make our boast in the Lord. And there's some people who will not even tell you that the blessings of God, well, how God blessed them, for fear that people will hate on them. They'll be jealous of them, and they'll say mean things about them. But let me tell you what, if God is blessing you, if he's doing great things for you, let me tell you, you need to go ahead and praise God. Regardless of what people say, you better give God the praise. You better glorify him. You're not exalting yourself, but we are exalting the name of the Lord. Say amen to that, somebody. Glory to God. Then it talks about benefits. We're just going to break this down with these first five verses. Talks about the benefits. What are benefits? Benefits are something that is advantageous or something that's good. See, in the workforce, we all know that benefits equal money. If you got benefits, you got life insurance, if you got pension and you've got 401k, all those things it will equal money because it's something that the employer is sharing in. But let's look at God's workforce. Let's look at what God's benefits. See, God's benefits are bestowed upon each and every one of us as gracious blessings and unmerited favor. We didn't really earn them, but it's just his blessings that God has bestowed upon us. And that's what David's saying. Don't forget all of his benefits. And let's think of one of the greatest benefits God has given us is the reason that we're on this line tonight, that we have hope in God. We have everlasting life in Christ. Because of the shed blood of Jesus, you and I can enter in boldly before the throne of grace. We have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is awesome. Eternal life. We have victory over sin and power over all the powers of the enemy. Tell me that is not a blessing. That's a benefit. It's a top benefit. That gives us the strength knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let's look at that blessing number one or benefit number one. He says forgiveness of sins. For who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Not some of them, but all of them. That's a blessing. Because without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there would be no remission for our sins. We wouldn't have hope. We would still be doomed. We would still be, heaven would not be our home. We would still be bound for hell. But because of the blood of Jesus, because God so loved us, and he gave his only begotten son, what are you talking about? We're talking about everlasting life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. Get excited about that. Amen, amen, amen. Moving on to the blessing or benefit number two, he talks about who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. The Lord says, I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee. Praise God. Jesus' body was broken for you and I. And with his stripes, we are healed. Not only healed spiritually, but we are healed physically. Amen. He heals all of our diseases. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 15, 22 and 29. You don't have to turn, but just for reference. Remember, the healing is the children's bread. That's what the scripture talks about then. And this is the idea that we understand from Jesus' encounter with the Syrophoenician woman who asked him for healing for her daughter who was just grievously vexed with the devil. And Jesus says, well, it's not meet to give the children's bread to the dogs. Hallelujah. You know the story. You know. And then she says, yeah, Lord, but that's true. But at least the dogs, they receive the crumbs that fall from the master's table. But I said all that to say this. We are his children because Jesus has united us. We are in the royal family. We are the children because the Lord tells us how to pray. See, the Lord's Prayer tells us, give us this day our daily bread every day. Give me this bread. Give the bread to the children every single day. Aren't you a child of God? Aren't you glad that you are a child of the King? Listen, because, bread is a symbol for nourishment. Give me this day, right now. Not saying about tomorrow, but right now, today. Give me everything I need to sustain me today. So bread is a symbol of for nourishment. And we understand that we must believe God for nourishment and healing for our bodies every single day. Healing is a children's bread. That's one of the benefits. He said, don't forget that. Don't forget this. Not only that. He redeems our soul from destruction. See, his loving kindness and his tender mercies, my God, are just new, renewed every single day. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that's why we got to bless the Lord. And in case you don't know yet, this my topic tonight is bless the Lord, just simply bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of his goodness, because of his mercy, because he redeemed us through his blood. And so we are redeemed from destruction because of his love and his tender mercies. Our lives are saved from a burning hell. God gives us new mercies every single day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Message Bible says, he crowns you with love and mercy. He called it, you could think about it like a paradise crown. God crowns us each and every day with his love and mercy. Now look, if we are crowned with God's love and mercy, what can interfere? What can stop us? What can hinder us? Nothing can hinder us unless we allow things to hinder us. But we just understand that we are blessed with the crown of glory. Hallelujah. The paradise crown. And then not only that, he wraps us in his goodness. And we can think about that like eternal beauty. Glory to God. He has given us beauty for ashes. Glory to God. And not only that, he renews your strength. You're always young in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody said, I'm young in the presence of the Lord. So I've got his crown of paradise. I've got eternal beauty. And then I'm young in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That's what we're talking about tonight. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, everything that's within me, bless the Lord. You may ask, how do we bless the Lord? I love to ask the question. How do we bless the Lord? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Look, in daily praise, every day, in our daily adoration of him, in our worship, every day, God, I thank you. I thank you for another day. I thank you, Lord, how you blessed me to lie down last night. And then you woke me right on time. I woke up in my right mind. And just, God, you're so good. And then you go into adoration. You begin to adore him. Oh, my God. I just bless you, Lord. There's nobody like you. God, you all of these benefits that you have bestowed upon us. That's why we got to bless you. That's why we have to lift the praise to you, God. Glory to God. And then the adoration will turn into worship. As we begin to worship him, we're not asking him for anything else. We just begin to just thank him and just begin to praise him. When you enter into his presence and you begin to thank him and worship him just for who he is. Because of who he is, we have to give him glory. Hallelujah. Just because of who God is, we have to give him praise. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Not just for the daily blessings we receive, but we just bless God again just for who he is. We're talking about how do we bless the Lord. We also bless him in obedience. Jesus said this directly. He says, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he was telling the disciples that this is a sure sign. If you love me, if it's a little word, but it's very big and conditional. It's conditional. Say, if you love me, you will be obedient. You will keep my word. You will walk in love. You will obey my commandments. Hallelujah. And one of the things Jesus said to them, he says, we are to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. Praise God. This is the first commandment, which is Matthew 12:30. It talks about loving God with everything. As David's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, everything that I have, I'm blessing the Lord. Glory, glory, glory to God. Let that sink in. Loving the Lord with your entire heart. Loving the Lord with all of your soul, all of your strength, everything, all everything, with your whole will, everything. That I'm willing, God, to allow you, God, to saturate me with your anointing. God, as I praise you, see, God inhabits the praises of his people. So, God, as I praise you, as I enter into your presence, God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, yes, he does. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we bless the Lord in our servitude. Hallelujah. We serve God by serving one another. I'm going to say that again. We serve God by serving one another, showing love one to the other, being there to help your brother or your sister, being available. And there's people who have the means to bless their sister, bless their brother, but yet they won't do it. They just tend to be selfish. But see, Galatians 5:13, hallelujah, says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Hallelujah. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the theft, to the flesh, but by love serve one another. By love. And when you serve people, when you serve one another, it's out of your heart. It's not that you are looking for payment for it, and I'm going to love you if you love me, and I might give you a ride uptown if you give me a ride. No. But from your whole heart, loving God, that's blessing the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about it. Something as simple as this. If you give someone a glass of water in the name of Jesus, you shall be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just whatever you do, do it all in the name of Jesus. For example, if we were to give someone a ride, I mean, we would do that with a pleasant attitude and a loving heart. It doesn't mean that you'll have to allow people to take advantage of you. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about blessing the Lord. As you bless others, you will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In my closing, I'm reminded of the Good Samaritan. You know that story and how there was one person that was left on the road that was injured and negligent and had been robbed and hurt. And others that were proud and they were, I guess, well-known in the community, they looked at him, and they crossed the street, they went on the other side, didn't even give a helping hand, didn't even show any love. But we're talking about doing good to others, as you would have others to do good to you. But that Good Samaritan came by, praise God, and yet picked that person up and made sure the person was taken care of and took them to the inn and said to feed them and take care of them. And if it's anything else that I owe you, I will be blessed to give that to you on my way back. That's talking about love. That's how we bless the Lord as we serve one another. So we understand also that God, he never sleeps nor slumbers. We're talking about the benefits. Why are we blessing the Lord? We bless him because he will not allow our foot to slip. He will not allow our foot to be moved. God is a God that establishes us. He sets us. He establishes our going and our coming. He orders our steps. That's why we bless the Lord. That's no wonder we cannot forget his goodness. We cannot forget his mercy. He who keeps you, the Bible says, he will not slumber, neither will he sleep. Glory to God. See, in Psalm 91:11, this is in my closing scripture, it says, for he will give his angels charge over you, charge concerning you. In other words, to guard you in all your ways, even when our ways aren't always pleasing to him. But because of the faithfulness of God, he will give his angel, says, take care of that person. Take care of her. Maybe they stepped outside of the will of God, but yet the angels of the Lord, they receive the direction. The God is a direction from the Lord. He says, take care of her. Be sure that the enemy don't destroy them. Hallelujah. That's the compassion of God. So this translates literally to mean that God will instruct his angels to watch over us as his children. Oh, yes, he will. God will give each of his angels a purpose, and that purpose to guard us, to guard the children. Hallelujah. The Lord will never leave us. The Lord will never forsake us. He says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So that's the word for tonight. Just simply bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all your soul, everything that you've got. Bless God. He deserves it. He deserves the blessing. Praise God. He deserves the blessing. The Bible says, bless the Lord. Come on, let us magnify the name of the Lord together. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. At this time, we're getting ready to pray, and we are privileged and we are blessed to have Pastor Ollie Bolden, that he will come and lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you.
God bless each of you tonight. Praise God. We believe in God. We trust in God, standing on the promises of God. And we thank the Lord for the word tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We're getting ready to go to God in prayer. And the Bible said that where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, I am in the midst to bless the needed one. And we thank God for that. God allow us to come through the throne room of grace. Mm-hmm. And the Bible said that we can come boldly before the throne. Mm-hmm. And we'll believe in God and trust in God and standing on the promises of God, because the word of God is a lamp unto my feet, is a light unto my path. So we're going to agree together in prayer for the healing, for you and for deliverance, and praise God, and we thank God for that, for praise God for that, and we are trusting God that he will answer prayer. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you and bless you and glorify you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your power. Like we said last night, you are a big God, and you bless us big. And then Lady B came back tonight, Lord, and said, bless the Lord, O my soul. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We give you honor and glory tonight. God, there's people on the line tonight that they are sick. Some are bodies aching in pain. But, Father, we pray that by your stripes we are healed. And you said we can ask and we shall receive, and seek and we shall find, and knock and the doors will be open unto us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know that you're not a man that you shall lie, neither the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. You've spoken that you will bring it to pass. God, you may not come when we want you to come, but you're always on time. So, Father, we pray tonight that you will just heal, deliver, and set free tonight. Father, we just pray for Pastor Llewellyn, God, that's still in the hospital. Father, we pray that you will just touch her body, heal her, give the doctor the knowledge what to do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you, Father, for you answering our prayers. And, God, we thank you for Ungirded, how you brought her out of the hospital yesterday. And, God, we ask you to continue to bless her, continue to heal her in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we stand upon the word of God. We stand upon your promise, not how we feel. We are standing upon the word. Hallelujah. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. And God, we thank you tonight, God. And there are people on the line that body is aching in pain right now. God, please lay your hands on them. Touch them with your nail-scarred hand. Bring deliverance to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, just bring deliverance to your people. Bring restoration to your people. Have thy way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, prove yourself to your people. Manifest yourself in the Jesus Christ name. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Some are going through financial difficulties. Father, we ask you to meet the needs of your people. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, meet the needs of your people. Have your way tonight, God, in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to continue to bless the Dream Team ministry. Bless Lady B, God, as you continue to minister the word of God. Oh, Father God, as people continue to call in, oh, God, we thank you that you are meeting needs. You are encouraging people. Many testimonies we get, Father, that people are saying that I've been blessed by the word of God. So, God, we thank you for this platform. Oh, Father God, that you can speak to your people, even though we are not in the church or building, but God, we are the church, and you live in us, and you are moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what the doctor have said, God, you move right now. You fix it, Lord. You fix that situation. You fix that problem in Jesus' name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. as you begin to praise him right now, as you begin to glorify him now, he will heal you right where you are. As you begin to glorify him, as you begin to worship him, he'll encourage your heart. He'll strengthen you right now, right where you are, right in your home, right on the phone. Praise God. If you begin to worship him, as you begin to magnify him, thank him for the answer. We are praying by faith. We're not praying doubtfully. We are praying by faith. The Bible said that in the book of James, that we're not like the waves of the sea. You're in and out. Sometimes you believe and sometimes you don't believe. God, we trust you wholeheartedly. We know that you're going to do what we ask you to do. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus, so begin to worship him right now. Begin to say, thank you, Lord, for my answer right now. Begin to thank you. You don't have to worry about, praise God, how you feel. Praise God, just begin to bless him anyway. And I know he's going to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it, and we glorify you for it right now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to give him praise right now. Somebody ought to give him honor right now. Right on the line, somebody ought to say, thank you for my answer right now. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to open your mouth and praise him right now. He's the one, I don't feel like it's not about feeling. It's by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive right now. Somebody shouts that I receive right now. Hallelujah. I receive my blessing. I receive my answer. I receive my healing. I receive my deliver us right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the answer right now. I thank you for it right now, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. And we give you glory and we give you praise in Christ's name.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. We praise God for Pastor Bolden, his that powerful, powerful anointed prayer for leading us to this room with grace. And we just praise God for every single one of you on this line tonight. May God continue to bless you. May his face would be smile of shine
you,
upon
Lord.
You.
You.
Hallelujah. As you and I get
Hallelujah.
Off this line, we will bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We will bless the Lord at all times and allow his praises to be continually to be in our mouth. And so thank you very much for calling in tonight. Continue to be blessed. Look to the hill, which comes your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. God bless you. I love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. God loves you most. Amen. Bless the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.